Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Welcome to this week's bonus episode. I'm actually pulling this episode from the Anchored Media YouTube channel because I know it's the top of the year. Many of you guys have goals this year to start a podcast, or you may already have a podcast. And this year, you're looking to grow or monetize your platform. Well, in this video, I'm going to answer the question that I get very often on, do you need social media to grow your podcast? Those of you guys who are interested in working with a company like Anchored Media, we have launched and grown many podcasts to the point where they're now monetized. We consistently see our clients' platforms grow within the first few months of working with us. So I want to give you guys a little insight on how to grow your platform. And if after listening to this, you're like, Tatum, this sounds great, but also I don't have the time to figure this out. I don't want to figure this out. I just want my show to grow and I want somebody else to do it. I suggest clicking the link in the show notes to learn more about our podcast marketing and management service, where we handle the full production of your show, the full marketing of your show. We set up all the automation so that you're funneling listeners into customers in your business. And we're also growing your platform so that we can get you to the point where you can monetize via advertising dollars. A lot of our clients within the first year of working with us, they've been able to monetize their platform. So if you're looking to partner with myself, my team, and of course, all the amazing people who contribute to Anchored Media, click the link in the show notes to check out the presentation of that service. And that's it. Let's check out this bonus episode. Welcome back to the Anchored Media channel. My name is Tatum Iyomike. I'm the CEO and executive producer here at Anchored Media. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video. So in this video, we're going to be talking about, do you need social media to promote your podcast? Now, to answer the question, no, you don't need it. But there are some pros and some cons to using social media. Of course, the biggest pro is being able to engage with your audience. Just that back and forth connection that you don't get via podcasting, because essentially with the podcast, you're either talking to your host or talking to yourself and uploading it for your audience to listen to on their own time. But you really don't get a lot of that back and forth, that real time feedback and critique and commentary that you get if you were to utilize a platform like social media. Now, the con, the biggest one, in my opinion, and why I am just team podcast in general, is because social media has a never-changing algorithm. It always changes. Snapchat comes on the scene. Now, Instagram has stories. Now, how you behave on Instagram or what the algorithm is set up for you to see is based on them beating out Snapchat. Then here comes TikTok that's taking everybody's attention. And now we have Reels. And so now on Instagram, they're pushing Reels so they can get people's attention off of TikTok and onto their platform. So these social media platforms, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, whatever, they have their own algorithms with their own goals that most of the time is contingent upon the goals of the company, not necessarily the advancement of the users. And the users will be supported for as long as it benefits the goal of the company. And so with that, in my opinion, putting all your time and energy to keep up with all of that, to understand it, and then stand out in all the noise on that platform, it's just a lot. It's very chaotic because not only are you competing with other creatives, you're competing with ads and people who have paid to put their content in front of a certain demographic. So it's a very noisy place and it takes a lot to be able to stand out there. And in my opinion, in the grand scheme of things, it's just simply not worth it. Now, again, there are some pros, but in my professional opinion, the good doesn't outweigh the bad.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
And it's a common misconception with a lot of podcasters that they have to go straight to social media. Like it's, okay, I have to market my show, so I go to social media. But the problem is a lot of podcasters don't understand the difference between marketing and promotion. Promotion is a part of it, but marketing is the overarching strategy that guides a consumer into the intended action, right? Promotion is just a small part of an overall marketing strategy. And that's what a lot of podcasts are missing. I'm not even going to get too deep into that, but I had to make that point. Now, in my opinion, here are some of the most effective ways to market your podcast. One, get in front of podcast listeners. Simple as that. These people are already listening to podcasts. On social media, these are social media users who may or may not listen to podcasts. When you are getting in front of a podcast listener on a podcast platform, and then of course you do your due diligence to make sure that that audience is within your target audience, you're now increasing the likelihood of you converting that person over to a listener for your show. So the way that you can get in front of podcast listeners is by doing something like an RSS feed drop. And advertisers do this all the time. Podcast networks do this all the time to get listens to their show. So essentially, they'll reach out to someone like me and say, hey, we have this podcast that we're putting out. Can we send you the trailer, a script? Can you read it and play the trailer and drop it on your RSS feed? So what that does is now the trailer for that podcast is being pushed out to my feed of podcast listeners who trust me. And it's getting pushed out on a day that the show isn't already there. So it's not even being put into the noise of a regular podcast episode that will probably have more ads. So that's a great way for you to get in front of podcast listeners and to promote your show. SEO is something we talk about very often here at Anchor Media because people are always constantly searching online, and most platforms are geared towards search, even social media. If you get on Pinterest, you're searching. If you get on TikTok, you'll see things on your For You page or your friends, but you can also search for the type of content that you want to see that the algorithm may not be pushing to you. If you go to Instagram, yeah, you see the ads, you see the things your friends and people you follow post, but you can also search for things and they come up. So we're constantly searching. In the age of voice search, there are Alexa and all of these different places. You speak to these devices, you ask them for something, and through voice search, they populate some answers for you. So making sure that your content is SEO optimized is king for your podcast because you want the people who are searching for what you have to say to find you. Simple as that. Something else you can do to bring more listeners to your show is having strategic guests. Have guests on your show that have platforms of their own and work out an agreement with them to where they have to post on their social media or send an email out to their list to let them know that they're on your show and to take a listen. People use podcasts as media all the time to promote what they have going on, but you should do the same thing. If you're going to offer your platform, no matter what the size is, because to be honest, nobody knows how many listens your podcast has, right? It's not published like a follower account. So make sure that you're getting something out of it as well to say, hey, yes, I'm going to open my platform up to you, but I need you to do something in return and share this with your audience. And lastly, don't sleep on word of mouth. People are always talking and sharing suggestions all the time. People talk about things they love and they talk about things they hate. The worst place to fall is in the middle, in that gray area that it was cool, I forgot about it. You don't want to be in that area. And you, of course, you don't want to be where they say, I hate this, I hate this. But you want to create content that connects and just hits so well with your audience that they automatically share it. Most of the time, your audience is within a community, whether it's big or small in their local area or a few friends. They're in community and relationship with people who are like them. And so the best place to promote your show is to have pretty much little mini ambassadors for your podcast because your content is that great. And we've seen across even the shows that we market and that we manage, word of mouth always drives. So our hosts don't have to post on social media because we help them create the content that connects so well with their audience. The audience does the promotion for them. So that's it for this video. Click the link in the description to download a free list of marketing strategies that are proven to work for your podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video. And I'll see you in the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.